the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Now, there are a couple of occasions in the year when we ask Bridget O'Hara to join us, the wine specialist, author of Home Sommelier. It's either Christmas or it's summer, and it's very definitely not Christmas. So it's great to see you, Bridget, giving us advice on the best summer wines.
Now, I will admit it's not really summer in the part of the country I am, but still, that's why we crack out the summer
just
wines
remind
to cheer us up.
Where you are?
Achill Island.
Okay, you've come a long way to be
so
with us today.
I left this morning and it was 16 degrees, and you guys are very lucky in the East Coast. It's 23 here over here, so bravo.
You know, people tell us we have everything
I'm
in Dublin.
Very jealous.
Anyway, but what you have is the drink. And I think there's lots of people who are maybe now enjoying barbecues in all parts of the country. So you have brought us, I think, 5 bottles, isn't it? Starting
yes.
with a Cava Rosé. So tell us yes. about this.
So we have tasted together a champagne, and we've done a Cremant, and we've done a Prosecco. So I thought we'd give Spain a chance. So Cava is their term for a Spanish sparkling wine. And actually, up until the 1980s, it was called Spanish champagne.
Was but it?
EU rules
got at that,
EU
did it?
Rules came into play.
Because you have to be French manufactured to call yourself champagne.
Effectively, you have to be from the region of Champagne, which of course is that very cold region in north of France. So now we have Cava. And I wanted to bring along today as well for your listeners at home. So see the mushroom cork. This is so important for guys when you're in the shop and you're going, am I going to choose Cava or am I going to choose Prosecco? So in Spain, the laws are, well, you can only use the mushroom cork, which means that the bubbles have been created naturally within the bottle. They have been aged for a year. So it's a more premium product. You know the way when you see Proseccos with the screw cap? They're created in a tank.
Oh.
And the bubbles are less and they are softer. So the juice goes like flat quicker.
Okay. So because as it happens, you've converted my house to Cremant.
Oh,
so I want to
lovely,
see now
lovely.
If you're going to convert it to this Cava Rosé.
Cava.
So,
yep.
So this smells very, very nice.
Mm. So it has that lovely, it's the one of the main grapes is Grenache, which is Grenache, which is used in a lot of rosé production. So it has that kind of red fruit character to it, bit of strawberries, bit of raspberries.
Ooh, that is beautiful. That is beautiful. This is a great start.
Do you see the creamy feel? Did you get that kind of creamy moussey in the mid palate?
Yeah, but I can really get the sort of the strawberry and raspberry.
Isn't
type
it strawberry and raspberry?
Yeah.
But a nice kind of like ripe strawberry. They're not too sour. So that creamy feel is just a higher presence of tiny bubbles, which is really, really good quality and really good sign. If you're ever at somebody's barbecue and you're going, I don't know about this wine. I don't know if it's great or not. The more creamy the sparkling wine feels, the better quality.
The fizz goes off quite quickly, does it?
It does in visual. But when you give it a little swish around your mouth, there's plenty of bubbles.
Let's give it another swish around my mouth.
And actually, fun fact, I was doing my little reading up. And how many bubbles do you think are in one glass of champagne?
I'd have no idea.
Come on.
I'd have no idea. 1,000?
Do you know that there's 1,000,000?
1,000,000?
Yeah. Isn't
right.
that wild?
Okay.
That is wild. So there's like 5-6 glasses a bottle. So yeah, we're talking about 6,000,000 bubbles in the bottle. Now they do say as soon as you open it, you lose 80% of the carbon dioxide.
Okay.
So that's why I try and open it gently.
Ah.
Because we don't want the poof and losing a lot of the fizz.
Good point.
Mm. So I think this would go like well with burgers, char-grilled meats, smoked meats, salads.
Or as I'm discovering here, it goes very well on its own as well.
It does. It does. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The one thing I forgot to ask you about, how much would that Cava Rosé cost?
In a shop, about 24 to 26.
That's a little bit on the pricier side,
in around,
it?
Yeah, retail, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wines. Tell us for you first. You've got a Muscadet to start for us from the Loire Valley.
So Muscadet, we're thinking Blue Eye Shadow, leg warmers, Bananarama on in the background.
Really?
The '80s. Muscadet was huge in the '80s. I know my parents used to drink it.
It's probably big in Rivals, that Disney program at the moment.
Yeah,
they're
probably drinking loads
of it.
But also I think that it's lost out on a lot of market share at the minute to like New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc or like Spanish Albarinos, French Chardonnays. So what they've really done is gone back to the drawing board and figured out how to create more luscious, riper Muscadet. Traditionally, they were very lean, very sour, very high acid. So Muscadet is...
Sorry, this does not smell sour to me.
No.
This smells very sweet.
Yes, no, this is lovely. So Muscadet or Muscadet Surlis, you can see on the label, Surlis means that the winemaker has left the wine in the tank with the yeast circulating. So it gives more flavour, more texture, more weight. So the key is this producer here, he's doing a longer lees aging, which gives a little bit more of a prominent feel within the mouth. Hmm. You're not too sure.
No, I actually think it's quite nice. It's a bit of citrus type or apple flavour to it.
So like green apples.
Yeah, green apple rather than red apple.
Green
definitely.
Apple, exactly. And but it's not like too sharp and too acidic. So this is a lovely aperitif, but actually the French classically coined this with oysters. So you can see why, because it's really mineral, it's really light, it's really steely, it's very refreshing on the palate. And I think that it has a little bit more character to it than a traditional Sauvignon Blanc. It's from the same region.
And what's this particular one called?
So this is called Muscadet. And the producer is called Le Grand Fief.
Yep.
And there's a young guy there called Jeremy Houchet who trained a lot in Burgundy. So he's doing really exciting things. But the Surlis, if you're in the shops, is the key to look for. Because then you know it's going to be a little bit weightier, a little bit fleshier and a nice... more softer tone to it.
And what price on this?
So this would be about 18 to 20 euros retail.
Okay, that's not bad value, is it either? I've noticed wine is more expensive now, isn't it? It's gone up in price recently.
So everything has gone up for the winemakers.
Yeah.
Glass, transport. We're having nightmares transporting wines from New Zealand, South Africa, South America, everything that's happening there. Even labour costs have really dramatically increased for winemakers. The cost of grapes have gone up. So it all reflects back into the consumer at the end of the day, which is sad to say.
Okay.
You know.
You've got an Italian for us next.
Yes. So in complete contrast to that very light, dry, crisp style of the Muscadet, we've gone to Sicily, which is right down in the south of Italy, of course. And for a long time, Sicilian wines were used to bulk up the wines of the north, or indeed they were used just as table wines for most of Europe. It was considered the reservoir of wine. But then with joining the EU, there was a lot more investment into these small Sicilian vine growers. And they have these beautiful volcanoes down there. The soils are amazing. The climate is amazing. So I love what they're doing because they're sticking to their native grapes. They're not bringing in loads of Chardonnay and loads of Sauvignon Blanc. They use this local grape called Grillo, which was traditionally used for Marsala. If you remember Marsala, the kind of sweet wine. It was it was kind of like a very sweet sherry.
Ugh.
I know, they're so falling out of favour. So exactly, they had to change tactic and create these more like a tropical. So this would be a bit weightier than the Muscadet and a little bit more tropical flavours.
A little bit bitter by comparison.
So very often with Italian whites, the skin on Grillo is a little bit thicker. So with that little bit of skin contact, it can give a little bit of a bitterness. But imagine that with like a creamy cheese or some olives or some roasted almonds. It's a really fleshy, very tropical, beautiful Grillo.
What's the name on this one, the Grillo? But what's the name?
So the producer is called Ausuli.
Ausuli.
And they do those lovely labels. There's a local artist who does each of the labels. So these are the guys, I think I told you before about the biodynamics where they use no chemicals at all and they're doing to the lunar moon cycles and they're all, very in touch.
I wouldn't find that as nice as the last one.
Would you not?
No, that wouldn't be as much to my favour. But it's for something different really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Different foods to take with it.
Different foods. I'd be pairing this with like richer foods, maybe like calamari or monkfish or roasted chicken or like a creamy pasta, much bigger.
Okay.
You know, but listen, this is the beauty of wine. We can't like everything and there's certainly something there.
I'm not saying I dislike it. I'm saying I don't like it as much as the previous one.
Well, exactly. And I would please implore you to try it with something later on.
Yeah, okay.
A little bit of food. Italian wines are notoriously food wines.
Okay.
For sure.
And the price on that about?
This is coming in at about 18 euros retail.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what's the next one you have for us? Are you going to another rosé, is it?
Yes. So,
but not a sparkling rosé.
No, this is a Provence rosé. So we are very well aware of a certain very famous brand of Provence rosé. Okay. Have you heard of the Whispering Angel effect?
Oh, is that what that is? Is it?
So,
I thought that was Californian. Sorry, well, just shows you.
So like there's a funny story behind Whispering Angel. It's a French-Russian winemaker who initially branded his wine an English name and went straight to the Hamptons with it. They were very clever marketeers. But actually what they were doing was reintroducing Provence-style rosés to, you know, a very commercial sense.
Okay.
Provence is one of the oldest wine regions in the world. And actually, rosé is one of the first styles of wine in the world. Because if you think about it, it's just a gentle pressing of red grapes. But do you remember there was a big trend of sweet rosés and they fell out of favour and people were like, we don't really like them. And then all of a sudden, much like the Muscadet winemakers, they realised they were losing out on market share. They had to make them a little bit drier, a little bit paler, that lovely pale salmon colour. And that's that very Provençal character of a rosé that people adore.
Okay.
So it has, yes, those kind of like raspberry cranberries, but a little bit of grapefruit, a little bit of rhubarb. It's quite citrusy as well. Plenty of weight for the red wine drinkers.
What do you mean by weight?
So do you remember I was saying before, like if you have a light wine, it's like the texture or the weight of water. But if you have a rich wine, it's like a double cream. It's like a milky cream. So medium wine would be somewhere in between that. So the Muscadet, I would be saying, is quite light and the bubbles. And this has a little bit more weight to it.
Okay. I would have thought it actually is slightly watery.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I loved your first one. I loved your sparkling Cava Rosé. But this now, this rosé, I think I just have to go the full red.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm very excited about the red there. But I think I know what you're getting at. So they have really characterized the Provence rosé as that quite. So think of a terrace in the sun. It's baking hot. You're lying on a yacht. You're somewhere beautiful in the south of France. And you're looking
for
something quite
refreshing.
Is this what
you do when you're drinking? Is this how you visualize things? When you're sitting in Achill Island with your glass of wine in hand and you're there sitting in the sofa, instead of ignoring the television, you're actually just thinking about being on a yacht in the south of France.
Manifesting and sipping my summery wine.
That drink's having a good effect on you.
Exactly. Sipping my summery wines with the rain pelting down and the mist to the top of the digits. But what I was saying there was the Provence has a lighter style and a fresher style to it.
Okay.
So probably after the Grillo, the Sicilian, it probably has that lighter feel. So I'm about to give you a red. So again, we've just been tasting a number of colder wines. So this one I'm really excited to show you.
Well, I tell you, before I even taste it, it has the most beautiful full smell of it.
Amazing. So this is from an area called Montsant in northern Spain, and it's by an Irish guy. And he's only in his 30s. He's a young guy called Tom Gallagher. And I met him last February. And
how did he end up there?
So his parents moved over the Lucky Devil when he was young, and they moved to like in around Sitges, and they were running boutique hotels. And then he did his education and then he moved to New York. But in COVID, he moved back home and his parents were living a little bit further inland in this wine region. And COVID is COVID. It does strange things to us all. He discovered this small vineyard that was for sale and he worked on these really, really old Garnacha vines all himself. He does it all himself. Now he has the help of a local guy now because on the success of his first vintages in 2021, he has grown. But it is a super, super, like, and when we think of Spanish wines, we tend to think of big oak, big
Riojas and things.
Exactly, yeah. Whereas this has a softer, more fruit character feel to it. And I think for a summer red, this is lovely. And we also love cheering on the Irish.
It is. It's
doing fantastic things.
It is very, very nice. It is different. It's very different to what I expected.
So again, he does all of his farming organic. He has a lot of wild herbs around there. Everything is very authentic. It's very small production. He uses extremely little oak. It's all about the fruit and the wild fruit character of this particular region. It's very hot there in the summer, so you do get very kind of ripe baked characters, but there's a lovely acidity to it and it feels fresh.
Oh, it's lovely. It does feel very, very fresh,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
And you say it is non-organic, or sorry,
yeah,
it is organic.
It is organic,
organic.
Yeah.
Yeah. That,
so
again, it's something you get.
He's becoming very well known around Ireland, and he's in a lot of the kind of top eateries in Ireland. So we're
What would you pair this with now? What if you were eating burgers, steaks, things like that?
Burgers, steaks. I would even go the likes of a meaty salad, because it is big, it's rich, but there's freshness there. What else? Like nice braised meats. When I had a conversation with him, I was like, what would your wines pair with? And he feels like those Irish stews, casseroles. And of course, in the summer, we're still eating them in Achill because their weather's so bad.
You stop giving out about it. It's clearly really annoying you, isn't it?
I know. It's desperate. But yeah, so like those kind of richer red meats, but at the same time, it's not cloying and it's not overly alcoholic and it's very balanced.
Those are some great selections. How much does that one cost? Sorry, this one, the Diga from
That's,
Tom Gallagher.
About €24 retail in specialist wine shops.
Excellent. Yep. Bridget O'Hara, it's been great having you back again from the Home Sommelier. And we look forward to seeing you again later in the year. Thank you for all your suggestions.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.